Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, Barnes County Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Cindy?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Keith?
Here.
Tom?
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections or additions that anybody is aware of?
Jessica must have slept in today.
No, she's not till 8:15.
Oh, you said that.
She jumps up in the bed.
Commission discussion. Pete, what do you got?
Already. You're putting me in a hot seat.
Yep.
I went to the Development Corporation last week. They would like to see 2.5 mils from the county, but they always do. So that'll be their probably their request coming up. They had been talking the last few months about maybe the Development Corporation investing in that multi-housing families deal north of the old Wintershall, or the new Wintershall lot. And that was pretty much turned down. Nobody had any interest in it.
I was on my way up there and got sick and went home.
Nobody on the board had any interest in seeing if it was even really legal to do. And so that's kind of a dead project now.
Grocery store, how's that coming?
They didn't mention a grocery store at all. The Development Corporation, the city's got some of those lots up by our county shop. Apparently, they're for sale. And the Development Corporation just wants to hold them for a little while because they have some prospects, which they always have prospects, but nothing.
The city was always going to put their new shop up there.
Yeah, and I just don't see that.
Not anymore.
No, but they were. Yeah. That was their plan at what time.
I think the I-94 corridor now is the building of the future.
Of
I don't think they're going to go out in that area that much anymore anyway. So I see the J&S, our old Vansville building, that's for sale.
Yep.
I don't know what they want for it or anything. If it's
1.3, I think it is.
That's quite a lot more than you paid for it.
Julie, they can't hear or see. You're having to start with it.
Yeah, the mic is on.
How's it going?
Yeah,
we're in a meeting.
They had.
We're in a meeting.
They had that listed. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. Because I think he paid $750
or something.
Am I right? It was over a million.
1.3, I think, wasn't it?
So, yeah.
But it's.
I think
it's not moving. So.
No.
About all that happened there. The VSO, I talked to her. She interviewed three for the. She had two good candidates. And there was just a mix up on why I wasn't at the meeting or at the interviews. I had told her if I was busy seating, I'd try to make it, and I didn't make it. So she. The one she hired, interviewed, would not work for 22. They went to 24, which I passed on to you guys. So we're doing three more interviews this week that I'll be in on. So.
Okay.
That's all we're at. There has been no interest in the driver position.
But so, she had one, didn't she?
Yeah, but I was interviewing on that one, and I don't know if it would have worked out very well, and he got another job in the meantime, so he's not interested. And, you know, for the hours they put in, it's a tough draw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times it's from 5, 6 in the morning till noon or whatever. So what are we going to do with that? Bob took last week off or the week before because we can't have him on full-time if he's not a full-time person. So do we let the van sit for a week or two each month?
I thought when we hire this person that she would be driving. I thought.
Well, we haven't hired anybody else. She's alone in office. Right. There is nobody else to drive.
Right.
No, but wasn't that the original plan? If A or B couldn't drive, then C was driving?
Yeah, but there's no C right now.
But I mean, there will be a C.
Sooner or later, yeah. But, of course, now we're going down to Lemoore twice a month, too, per day. So I'm just wondering what you guys want to do on that.
Well, we can't have all of our eggs in one basket. Bob, he can't do all of it. He has
been doing it.
I know, but...
So what are our options?
We're going to have to keep
it. Is it still advertised, or...?
I think so. I think it's still open, yeah.
I don't know. Do you think
What are we advertising at, 18 an hour?
18 probably.
For the driver?
Yeah. It's a part-time position.
Yeah, no, I just... I
think that's it. Yeah.
Do you think 20 would be helpful? I don't know.
Yeah, I've learned more about the position that I didn't know. Our VA office doesn't schedule these appointments at all. The veteran calls the hospital and schedules. Mm-hmm. The hospital calls back the veteran.
Yeah, well, there's the problem. They need to do a little more in conjunction with the VA so that we're not driving down there for one appointment, turning around, coming back, grabbing somebody else, turning and driving back down there. And then, no reason they can't.
That just sounds so much easier than it is. Our bus was on sometimes was back and forth times in the day just because...
Because that's what the VA schedules. Mm-hmm. And then the veteran then calls Bob, and Bob makes a schedule around.
And what if Bob can't? Then what does the vet do?
Then you have alternatives. Somebody else gives you a ride, or you can take South Central. I mean, that is an option. So for the week that Bob was off, they reschedule everything, and apparently there was no emergency. If it's an emergency, the ambulance can take him, which is a lot greater cost. So I'm just wondering, what do we do?
It's a greater cost, but not to us. It's to the vet, right?
Well, it's to somebody.
Right,
but I suppose the VA has to, if they're veterans, I believe.
Yeah.
Like when Dad would use the VA, everything was paid for.
Yeah. Bob McAllister went down a couple weeks ago in the ambulance. Somebody paid for it. Bob didn't pay for it.
So probably his VA insurance.
All of us paying for it, one way or another.
So. Right, but not directly the VA here in town.
So. No. So what are our options? Let the van sit for a month or two a week, or a week or two a month, or keep looking for... We're still looking for a driver.
Which we're going to have to continue, I would guess.
Yeah, but we've been looking for, March, April, May, June, 4 months.
But we had one that would have done it, and then nobody wanted them, or somebody didn't want them, or whatever the deal
was. Well, it's got to be a good fit, too. You know, just because somebody comes and applies a John Deere doesn't mean you're going to hire him.
You know. No, but that particular person drove bus, so that part of it would have been... I know the guy personally. But.
I know. No, they just didn't think it'd work out. So, so what do we do? Keep looking for a part-time driver? What about Bob in the meantime? Tell him to work every other week, or? He's willing to work full-time, but he wants full-time benefits. Which would
but
be
is, he willing, is he willing to do that until we find someone else? Then that's going away. Because he can't, we're not going to start paying overtime for that. I mean, in my head, I'm just processing.
Yeah, they've been pretty careful on overtime because, I mean, once in a while you get a few hours extra.
It shouldn't, I know that they're busy. I do not question that one bit. But, so he's got a run at noon. What's he doing in town at 8 o'clock in the morning? You know, he can't be just sitting at the office doing nothing and getting paid full time. I wouldn't expect that for anybody, not just that department, any department.
Because a full time position you're on call. Or, I mean, a part time like we have it, you should be on call.
Right, and so there's no need to come to town unless he has to drive.
Yeah.
And I've heard some other things that he's running
Parks
errands
running.
And.
Yeah, and I asked her about the errands, and she said one time he ran down to Smith Lumber to get her part for a lock, and I said, "Well, that's not his job. His job is to drive the van to."
Or park. You know, possibly, and it's beautiful that he was delivering medications.
But he hasn't.
No, I mean, and that's a very generous gesture. Yeah. I'm not.
But I looked into that, and we don't do that just for the liability part.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, I still don't think it will be full time because if he just drove the veterans, is it actually? And some weeks it's more, mm-hmm. No question.
So there's a days when it's 12 to 14 hours.
Absolutely. I don't question that at all. And then the next day there might be none, so there's no sense to being
full time.
Because the VA schedules these appointments.
Yep.
And now if somebody scheduled at 7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
and somebody at 3 p.m.,
uh-huh.
well, you can't take the 3 p.m. down hardly at 7 a.m.
No.
So.
I think we should still keep looking for another person.
Well, we're looking. Well, we haven't stopped looking. But what do we do in the meantime?
Do you ever get a listing of times when they do go to Fargo?
I get miles and how many appointments they have. I don't get people, of course.
No, people-wise, I don't care. But, I mean, time-wise or whatever else, yeah. It'd be nice to get a report on that.
I can.
I mean, the rest of us are in the dark on it, so.
Well, I give you every month the mileage mm-hmm. and the meetings and how many walk-ins and how many trips. And
yeah.
But
yeah.
Are we talking where we... Like Cindy said, we drive to Fargo 9 o'clock one day and come back, and then is there anything else going on till 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Or I mean, I'm just asking because I don't see it.
See, but with our bus drivers, and it's a completely different scenario. I agree. But when if he's got to run in the morning and run in the afternoon, he's mowing grass in between. He's changing light bulbs. We've got other things for him to do.
Where Bob lives 20 miles out of town, mm-hmm. if he's off for an hour, he can't really just run home for an hour. It's not worth it. One thing, we're doing a good job, I think, trying to service our vets, and it's very important. And I know it's costing a lot of money, but...
Oh, I would never stop the process.
If you look at our veterans department compared to any other department in the county, you know, we get more to the winter show than we're paying on the veterans, you know, which is... Mm-hmm. One thing to talk about, too. You know, the weed board gets twice what the veterans do on a budget. The city county health gets twice what the veterans do. So I don't really think it's a cost thing. I think it's a service to the vets. But we just got to see how we run
it. I think it is, but we still have to manage.
We do.
So.
But how can we manage when we don't have the help? It's like anything else.
I know. Yeah, the whole world's in that
same. It's like running a snowplow. We can't run snowplows in the blizzards if we don't have help.
That's true.
I mean, we ran into that last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd advertise it for 20 and see if we get anybody else to bite. And
is that a motion?
Do we have? Oh, well, yeah, I'll make a motion.
I don't know. Do we need a motion?
Well, it'd be best if we did. Yes.
I'm fine. What yeah, motion?
I'll second that then with a little bit more conversation.
Motion and second. Further discussion.
What about if we if it ends up that Bob is working that much until we find someone? We can do what we did with, didn't we do with the parks, full-time temporary, something like that? I just don't want to get into the insurance and stuff, or do we just not take veterans the days we can't?
I know on the weed board, our second guy is what, he's listed as full-time temporary or something?
Yeah, and that means that he doesn't really get any in benefits.
Or another route is to contract. We could contract with Bob because then we don't have the benefits either. He'd be providing us a contracted service. He would sign a contract that we will pay you blah, blah, blah for each trip, and then there's no benefits attached to a contracted service either.
Yeah, what's that? Whatever's legal.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, we got it.
And I'm not sure I'm spouting all legal stuff, but I know with contracted services, you don't get benefits. You don't pay their any of their social any anything. They get
we don't
they
do
get
any matching. They
an
wouldn't get any PERS. They wouldn't get anything.
Because the weed board guy is treated differently.
I don't know. I got to.
That's kind of a different deal, right? That's.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that he doesn't get vacation. I think or anything does he or. Or there's some different thing with benefits with Jamin.
Right, PERS is if you work, is it 20 weeks for 20 or?
Yeah. If
20 hours for 20
he's on a different setup than other county employees.
Jamin, yes?
Yeah. Like for vacation and everything like that.
Jamin.
He's on a whole different setup than.
Yeah, he's just plain salary.
Yeah, straight salary and no benefits.
And no benefits?
Well, the benefits are different.
They can't be.
They are, though.
He can get insurance and stuff.
But the benefit, it doesn't have the same benefit package as a county employee, so. For some reason.
Right.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Well,
He's just salaried, so if he wants time off, he just takes time off.
Right. Yeah,
if he's salaried, straight salaried, he doesn't get vacation.
But that's with anybody.
Any of our salaried.
Yeah.
No. Salaried employees still get vacation and stuff. Elected don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to know what we want to do with the van.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, Pete?
No, I didn't have anything weed borne in the last 2 weeks. That'd be all.
Okay.
We have a motion still out there that we have to...
All right. Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yeah.
Cindy?
Yes.
Okay.
The silence call.
Huh?
What's the name of the nod?
Oh,
good.
Well, at least you're paying attention.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, the first one I have is a replat of Lot 3 of Veterans Subdivision, and it's getting renamed to Bender's Edition because with our... subdivision rules, if it's 5 acres, they can make it into a subdivision, and with the naming, and we talked about that last time. So up at Sibley Trail, south of Sibley, and the board approved it. And Al's here if you have questions.
We approved it.
You approved it at planning and zoning?
I missed it. There was no...
So
nothing going on there.
Kind of renaming it,
correct?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're
no
taking
problems.
Lot 3 from Veterans and splitting it into 3 lots.
Of how many acres?
The total acres of Lot 3 was 5 acres. So each lot will be right here.
And it dropped Veterans down to what?
For what?
Well, if they're taking it out of Veterans.
It's just one lot coming out of Veterans. There's a whole bunch of lots out there.
Okay.
It's a big subdivision. So it's going, one lot will be 2 acres, one will be 1.5, and one will be 1.5.
And those are all big enough for...
Septic have to have 1 acre.
Yep, I thought so.
Yep, and I believe you have one of them that you've already got somebody buying, correct, Al?
What's that?
Somebody's already buying one of these lots, all right?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Where is one to the left?
To the south?
Pardon me?
To the south? Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be south.
Yep. So 3C, he's already got somebody that he's got people interested in, two of them. He's going to keep this one, and these two he's got interested.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yep.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yep.
Yes.
Losing my mind. Okay. The next one is for Cass County Electric. They are doing underground. They're moving overhead wire underground, and they're asking for a variance of 55 to 65 feet from the center of the Township Road, 25th Street Southeast, and the board did approve that. There was no questions or anything. I believe it's going around, I think he said it was trees.
The
there was a couple of trees. And the township, I visited
township.
With them. Yep.
Weimer.
It's their road ditch.
Yep. And I visited
and
with them.
And it's a road that doesn't get used a whole lot. It's a minimum. It's a closed in winter.
Okay. Yep. And after the
and
storm, I think.
Where's that at?
North of Gary's a mile.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
As long as the wording's in there correctly, which, you know,
yep.
It's correct, we're not liable.
I think Cass is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're really good. It would be really not an issue, I don't think.
Sean?
You.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
The next one is for a structure setback for Kyle Olsted, Mini Lake. He's putting up a home. 120 feet from the center of the road. There's already some trees that are closer, and it almost is going to be pretty even with the house that's currently there to the west of it.
Is that house staying there?
Yes.
And
they're okay with the rule.
I'm assuming it's a
houses.
Family thing?
Yep, it is a family farm.
So there will only be two
yep.
houses on that
Correct.
Quartered.
Yes.
Yep. And planning and zoning approved it.
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
So where's this at?
Community Lake Township, up north. It's just about to the border of Barnes and Tower, I believe. Or Barnes and Cass.
It's a mile east of the border with Cass County, and it's northeast of Gary.
Is this a township road then?
Yes.
So it looks like a shelf.
Yep, it's going to be more of a shelf, yeah. On the main
old yeah, old the only question I had with it is...
You know the area.
I know the area. It's just how much you're packing into one yard, so... But she said we didn't have any rules for distance between buildings, so...
Other than the fire code, which they'll be fine on these, so...
And so on, it's good on them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So are they putting in another approach?
No, they'll use the same stuff.
Okay.
Looks like there's two there now, isn't there?
Three.
Three what?
Oh, and yeah, we see that.
Approaches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's one right in this big one there. I'm sure that's one.
Yeah.
That's one
that
use.
Roll call.
Cindy.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
John.
Bill.
And the last one I have is for Michael Wabama. He's doing a tree setback variance of 100 feet from the center of the township road. The board approved it. His house, I believe it's the back of his house, is actually 200 feet from the center of the road. So his house is already closer than the 200-foot setback from the center of the road. And it's a township road, and the township did sign off on it.
What township?
Valley.
So the trees...
Over by Jack Brunz's.
The trees will be closer than the house yet?
Yeah, and if you look at the picture, it doesn't seem like it's going to be as close. And they're not going to be big trees, I don't believe so.
Well, I don't think the trees should be any closer than the house, should they?
We turned on that before.
What says 38 feet here?
That's from his, he's measuring from his driveway to where the edge of the trees will be. The road's way down here. So from his driveway, edge of his driveway here to the edge of the trees. That's where he has 30. He put all his measurements in from this part of the house to the edge. The front of the trees would be 50. And it's 72 feet worth of trees on the front. And then right here he's starting a row going, you know, north. So these ones, just the end of the rows would be at the 120. And then those are going north.
So all the trees he wants to plant are going to be at what from the center of the road?
120 feet from the center.
And his house is how far?
The back of it is 200 feet from the center of the road. I don't know how wide his house is.
No, but I just meant what part, how far is the back of his house from that road?
He said it's at that 200 foot.
It doesn't show that. 120 and 50 is 170.
From the center.
Where do you see 120?
Well, it's 120 here, it's supposed to
no,
be.
No, that says 100.
I know it says 100.
It's 120 to here, to the back of his house.
To the back of the trees. Right.
So the trees are 120 feet off the center of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's only 50
feet. And he must
feet.
Have miswrote it because he has 100 here.
Right, and 150, it means his house is 150 from the road.
The front of it. The back of it's 200.
Oh, yeah.
The back here is 200.
Oh, it doesn't matter what the back is. The front is what we worry about.
The front is, this corner right here is 150.
Did he have a variance when he built the house?
He didn't build it. He bought it from someone. So
did
I'm
they have
sure.
a variance when he built the house?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't know who owned it before him. So.
Is this a subdivision?
No.
It's those houses.
Yeah, I know. How many acres they have? Mm-hmm. Why is it a subdivision?
It was grandfathered in way back when this house was built.
Because they're not that old, those houses.
No,
this
they
is aren't. Over so, there where Deb Bruns lives in.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
20 years, I suppose.
But his is not considered a subdivision. His is auditor's lot. And that wouldn't matter anyways because this is a township road.
And the township was okay with it?
Yep,
it passed planning and zoning?
Yeah, because there is trees to the west that are 100 feet.
long-term, long-standing. They're not new trees.
New trees are old.
Well, they were. They had gotten variance on Muskie down there. Mm-hmm. He had gotten a tree variance way before me.
So he added the variance for his 100-foot trees?
Yep. He's the first one after that. Is it a Pfeiffer farm?
Mm-hmm.
On the highway, he's the first house after them.
Mm-hmm. And this is the next one, the
Muskies? No, Muskies is the next
one. This is about the last one.
Yeah, this is about the last one closest to Jack.
Hmm. Well, you've been pretty careful about putting trees closer to town than the road. If he's already got a variance for trees somebody else closer, it's hard to turn it down.
Is that your motion?
No. That's my thought.
I'll make a motion to approve.
You have to do it thinking out loud.
Hmm?
You shouldn't think out loud.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Think at all.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
So moved.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Is there more trees in that area besides Muskies?
There's trees all along there. I mean, not everybody's been planted. There's some that have been there forever.
Right. We can't do anything about those.
There's trees that are closer than that.
Yeah, there is. I mean,
if you've ever been down there.
Yeah, it's down like over by Deb's. There's some big ones that are definitely closer. Like the Rose are closer.
The township really has no trouble with the snow problems in there.
I don't think so.
The township's fine, I think.
Roll call.
Vicki.
No.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yeah.
Sean.
No.
I wouldn't have approved it if it weren't for the township thinking they can live with it. We're never going to get a handle on this if we just keep on keeping on.
Again, for the fact that we've approved trees closer already, if we approved Muskie's trees already.
Well, I don't even recall that.
Well, I did.
I'm sure it happened in my time.
And we had to make him, because he ended up planting them closer to
them. Didn't he have to remove them?
Yeah, he had to move them because he planted them closer than his variance, so then he had to move them.
I think I remember that story.
That was before my time, so I don't remember. But if we have trees closer there already, it's pretty hard not to have one.
Yeah.
We need to sign this, too.
And if the county's, or if the township's okay.
We need to sign this, too.
I don't like trees too close to the cell phone. Or poor visibility.
Yeah. A bush can cause that.
Because 120 feet isn't very far, really, when you get to think of it.
Well, trees actually grow out from each other, and pretty soon it's a lot of trees in between. So.
Jack is the one that told him he needed to come to me, and the three people told him to come here, so I was telling him to come.
I'm glad they come.
Yeah. There's been times that people have started without coming and then...
No.
Continuous.
I did that. Honestly, when we moved to the farm 30 years ago, I don't think you had to ask anybody to plant a tree.
No.
And ours are in line with our wildlife planning that is way too close to the road, you know.
Right.
We got single rows that go up 50 feet or 20 feet from the road. You can't get around with a digger, you know.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I want people to think about. When, you know, it's like with the pole, RE pole, you know. You can't, and with the size of our equipment now, you can't get in there and do good maintenance. But
most of my trees planted in the 40s, so, you know, they were too close. And now I chopped some down and some have voluntarily grown back, and it's like, I didn't plant them, so.
Can I give you a list of building permits?
Yeah, you did, man. It's a small list.
It's a small list, but I have a pile growing right now.
Okay.
So.
So we're having a July meeting.
Yes, we have three hearings for July, so.
Okay.
I was trying so hard to not have one.
Must mean the economy's doing okay if people are still building.
So. Yep. So, you want me to move on to my next step?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got my training through the year written down. I know I send you guys an email at the beginning of every month, and I know you guys want stuff approved now. So in most of mine are reimbursed, refunded by DPS, so I don't know if you want me to come for those or not. And a lot of theirs. So in July, I do have a conference. It's called the North Dakota Public Information Officer Conference in Bismarck. It's 15th through the 17th. Can't remember how much the conference is. It was like 100 and some, 15, I believe. And
do you have to pay and they reimburse us? Or
yes.
Did they pay for your lodging too?
The DES-sponsored stuff, they refund the lodging and per diem.
Okay.
And then, but I don't know for the North Dakota Public, I don't know if this one gets refunded from DES. I'm not 100%, but usually they do anything to do with emergency management, usually gets refunded. And then I have a training in Grand Forks, July 22nd through the 25th, and I'll email you guys like I have been doing. That one, the training's free because it's put on by DES. The hotel total right now is $288.90, but that's refunded by DES after the training. September 9th through the 11th, I haven't registered for all of these yet because I'm waiting to talk to you guys, is the North Dakota Emergency Management Conference in Bismarck. Conference is $115, and then the hotel I haven't booked yet, but that's refunded by DES. And then the one that's not refunded because it's planning and zoning, there's a one-day conference in Grand Forks for the North Dakota Planning Association. That's September 18th. The conference is $75, and I'd probably go down for one night the night before for a hotel room, which we usually get the hotel or the state rate at $96. And then in October is obviously the NDACO conference that you guys, I think we have to ask for that now, right? If we want to
What's
go.
That?
The NDACO conference in Bismarck.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. I mean, just
say your one.
Well, it's fine, but I just don't want people to go to four different conferences, which you are. And I understand because you have a dual job, you have to at least go to mm-hmm. two. So
yeah, the PIO conference is totally different than the emergency management conference.
Right.
And then the planning conference is completely different than both of those. You know.
Right. Right.
And
they're going to be reimbursed, so really you're only going
for the mileage from the pickup.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're
not going on an airplane.
No.
Yeah.
No airplanes.
And you're really actually going to three that we'd have to pay for. One would be for planning and zoning, and one would be for emergency management.
The emergency management one, yes. And then that one's at a discounted price if you register before July.
Okay. And then the NADCO is?
The NADCO is obviously. I mean, if there's nothing planning and zoning or emergency management on there, then, I mean, I wouldn't go. But it's nice to meet with the people. You know, because there's not a lot that goes on for planning and zoning, so I only have one training. That conference in September is really the only thing that ever happens for planning and zoning. There's not much out there. And then there's a DES training in the end of October. Training's free, hotel is refunded, and then also in November there's a training that the training's free and it's refunded by the hotel's refunded. So.
October what? November?
October 23rd through 24th and November 5th through the 6th.
Who's your portfolio holder?
Me.
Bill, Sean, and then I think is Pete part of the emergency management? I'm
yeah.
free.
Emergency management side, not in the zoning side.
Yeah, those okay. for zoning, then these two are emergency management.
I think any training that's worthwhile is.
And some of these I need to get done. You know, usually yeah. you have to have it done within a year of your. To for your certification.
It's not a waste. It's not a waste of money.
But they don't schedule them within your year. You know what I mean? So there's some, like a couple of these. I mean, once I'm done with them, I won't have to take them again.
And the reimbursement person always a plus.
And yeah. you're new to your job yet?
Yep, the EM stuff. Yep.
So the 23rd and 24th of October and November 5th and 6th, are those reimbursed
yep,
from DES?
Those are DES. Those are ones in Bismarck and ones in Grand Forks. The one in October is in Bismarck and the one in November is Grand Forks. They're trying to spread them out across the state now so people don't always have to drive so far.
Schedule them. Get them done.
Yep.
Okay. And then I was just going to mention these two. They don't cost much anything, really. So someday, down the line, once I get all these required trainings done, there is a place, it's called Center for Domestic Preparedness in Alabama, and an Emergency Management Institute in Maryland. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. The training's free at both of the places. They pay for airfare and transportation, like from the airport to there, and the on-site. They both have on-site lodging, so it's like a dorm room, basically, that they provide to you. The food, I believe, is covered at the Center for Domestic Preparedness, and then, but at the only thing at the EMI that you have to pay for is your meal ticket for $125 for that week that you're there. So someday down the road, DES has really said these two places are very good. Center CDP is more of a hands-on. You get to be in labs. You're in, like, the suits. You know, you learn about the different, like, anthrax and all that kind of stuff.
You'll get down to Alabama and won't want to come back.
No, I will. I promise.
She'll be a Bama baby.
I'm a North Dakota girl. I'm leaving. And then that EMI Emergency Management Institute, that's more classrooms. A lot of their stuff can be done virtually, but there is some that need to be done right there. And so I thought it was pretty cool that everything's paid for. You know, I don't know if we have to pay up front, like DES, and pay, you know, to pay us back. I'd have to check on.
Keep us on the loop on that.
But someday I would like to go to one, and maybe 1 year go to one, and maybe the next year go to the other one. But
after this year, when you're going to six of them.
Nope, I'm not planning on going to these this year. These two this year.
Right. Yep. But next year you won't be planning on six.
God, I hope not. There's not that many, but. Okay. I mean, most of these are ones I need to get done.
You have to do that to keep your...
You have to do continuous. And I'm on, so for level one, once I finish this one in November, then I'll hit level one. And then I can go on to level two, and I've already got some of that training done, because a lot of it's virtual, too. Like the ones that are, these ones are in person, but there's also additional ones they want you to do online. And I've already got the online ones for that level done, so...
And most of these are in North Dakota this year, but...
These are all usually... DES ones are all usually done in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm not going out of state hard... I mean, ever... I mean, the furthest I'd have to go if I ever went to one, which I've decided not to go to them, is Williston.
I don't want to go. This is my opinion, for what it's worth. The in-state stuff you can run by your...
Portfolio.
The out-of-state stuff is about our policy most.
Yep.
Is about no out-of-state travel for sure without the commission.
Yep. Yep. And that's why I wanted to mention.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah, these sounded so neat. And,
mm-hmm. Especially if you can actually be like in a real disaster.
Right, they do exercises.
Hell, we could have had a flood if they'd have got their way last night.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They're over yet.
I know.
There's an international... Association of Emergency Managers conference, and I was like, oh, that'd be so much fun, but then I looked at the price and I was like, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, and you know, you're managing a small county,
but
you could still have a major disaster.
Definitely. Well, the way the world is right now, it's kind of scary. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you.
I heard that somewhere in Jamestown got 3.5 inches.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Probably Jamestown.
Poor Jamestown.
They're probably canoeing down their street again.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. Usually the Stutzman, I have a meeting tomorrow, an EM meeting tomorrow in Jamestown, so I'll ask them and see.
Okay.
Debbie, come on up.
She's a busy person.
Good morning. The thing is, it's great. She likes it.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
She has a good job.
But her EMS, that's nothing that we really need her to be, but it's good that she is.
Yeah, we do. She has to have certifications.
Mm-hmm. For EMS?
Yes, and there's many levels of that. I've been through about enough of them to never want to do it in my lifetime. They're horrible.
And she likes them, so.
And that's, you know, to find someone that likes your job that much, man, you don't want to discourage them.
Training is always good. And we always pick up stuff.
Training is good.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of training.
I think so too.
I need someone to train me how to hook up my fire stick, I guess. I got one for Mother's Day and there it lays in.
Don't you have a 10-year-old grandkid that they can hook up?
They're pretty easy.
I need another cord.
He must have an old TV.
No, it's smarter than I am.
Well, then you should be able to plug her in.
Okay, well, I think I dropped off what just gave you some information, just touching base. The first sheet I have is the interest we're getting at all the different banks and where the money is sitting, and what we make every month on interest is noted there. So I don't know if you have any questions about that. We're going to be moving some money out of Wells Fargo and putting it to the Bank Forward Money Market. We're trying to slowly get away from Wells Fargo, but we do get automatic deposits in there. And their interest is just ridiculously cheap, and I've been in there and talked to him. It's the best we can do.
On a personal note, if we put so much in and commit into a savings account, I think, and I took some of Mom's and ours, and the interest was almost 5.
Really?
But that's not big money like we have.
Okay, so do you know what's being taken out of Wells Fargo automatically? Can we move that stuff?
I am moving about $40,000 out of there and just leaving that $1,600. We get automatic stuff that comes in there, and some was a grant, so it's hard to switch those midstreams. Oh. So I'm just leaving it open for now, but I can take funds out and just leave it at minimal amount of money sitting in there, since sounds the interest great. Is hardly.
Yes, that sounds great.
So we're getting great interest on the other money.
And where does this interest go?
General fund.
Yeah.
Goes to the general?
Mm-hmm. Gets coded to interest earned, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that
yep.
wasn't going to different departments.
Yeah, no, it just goes to the general fund, doesn't it? The interest is, it's coded to the general fund, so.
You would know where it's coded.
That's where we code it to.
Okay.
So anyway, that's where all the different money is sitting. Some is money markets. Dakota Bank, to get the better interest, we had to separate a couple of our accounts. So we just did, but we have to keep so much in each one, so we kind of have to watch. But
and money markets are available if you need it.
Yeah, it's just like cash. You're not committed to leave it in there.
And that's what this page is where everything's sitting?
So here's what we do. This is kind of just an example to show you what we do daily. Whenever we make a deposit, this is not through the computer. This is just something we made in our office. So we balance out our cash and where the money's coming from and all our invoices. Uh-huh. And then at the end of the month, this should match all my computer reports.
Right. And I do.
Yep. So this is just showing you kind of this is what we use when we make. Well, this time of year, we don't deposit daily. It's every other day, every couple days, because we don't have as much money coming in. But like during tax season, we do one of these every day for when we balance, we count out the money, the receipts. And this is just something to show you what we do in our office so we know where all the money's coming in and how it's going out. And it's a very good backup cheat sheet. We use it often. Harold comes in, our CPA, and looks at it. And it's very easy to read and understand. Our reports through CPT are hard to compile into this. So this is just, so I just thought I'd share it with you so you can kind of see what we do daily, or if you ever want to see it, we do these. And then at the end of the month, we close it out and start the new month. So like this is just the month of May.
Okay, lovely.
So, yeah, it's a good little tool. Oh, and then I have, this is a recap on all the school checks. Pass it down. The total we sent out and how many are cashed and how many are uncashed. So we saw 510 checks that have not come through and cleared the bank, which is equal to $30,000. So if those don't get cashed, they'll sit there for 2 years, basically go out to unclaimed property. So I don't know if there's anything we can do about any of those. Let's get them through. Maybe some will slowly cash and come
all
through.
All I can think of is, you know, we could do a media blitz, but they might not be local. And we don't know, but at least...
Are some of them for like a dollar or less?
It varies. There's a mix. I mean,
somebody gets a check for a dollar, they're probably not going to cash.
Yeah, I'm surprised some of them were 84 cents. And they did, you know, we've gotten a lot of those little ones cash, which I really figured we would. But we do have like 30,000 still sitting outstanding. So, I mean, it's a
chunk of change.
It's a chunk of change.
It's only been a couple months, hasn't it?
We mailed them in February.
Thing is, if they haven't been mailed, they're probably sitting there a lot.
What is
we've
a check?
A lot
6 months
mail.
And it can't be cashed in it?
For address.
No, checks, unless you have a, even if you have, it has to be cashed in 60 days, you still.
We don't have that on our checks.
I know, but it wouldn't matter, I think.
It probably doesn't. Yeah, so, I mean, we looked at our checks because we were like, well, golly, are they even any good after so long?
Because planning and zoning from the city, if you get a check from them, it's so long and it's no good.
Yeah.
How many, did you get some returned?
Yeah, there's you. They came back to Julie's office. I don't know how many envelopes you got back.
Yeah, I don't remember right offhand either, Evan.
What did you do with them?
We keep them.
Yeah,
they're still sitting in our office.
We're not trying to find new addresses for them.
We have.
Oh, you have, and resent them out.
If we have something to send them to, and then they come back again.
Yeah. But there's resources out there, and I maybe even the sheriff's department can help us. Well, you can find people.
But how much time do we spend finding?
Well, I use it at the care center.
Yeah, for the little
ones. Some of them are free resources, and you can search for them. And
my first question is it the school's money or our money that we're
It's not ours. Give them the checks.
Yeah. I mean, they paid us back for the $636,000, but
you're right. It's not for us to try and find those people. I suppose we can give the school the checks because they gave us the money.
Yeah. And some people had a very difficult time cashing them because they were made in the name of when that
Someone
property was.
Dead.
So
yeah.
They passed away. We have an affidavit. Like if it was a husband, wife, and they have both their names, there's an affidavit form that we found. And the auditor's office and our office gives it to people. And then they can take it to the bank. But I called the bank because I had some people just livid about not being able to cash their checks, like if they were in a trust or different names on them. And the bank is just like, we won't do it. And our state's attorney said we could get in legal trouble for, you know, helping cash. I've had people try to bring them in and pay their taxes with those checks. I'm like, we can't do that.
And the thing is,
like, you won't even cash your own checks.
It's like, not our drama.
Yeah, yeah. So it's...
We inherited the drama.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do about it.
How many man hours did we put into this? Probably... $100,000 worth.
A lot.
You know, man hours and the time and the
time
checks
and
the,
yeah.
Let them be.
Yeah, I just.
There's not much we can do. I mean, that's just where it's at. I don't.
Julie, the ones you have and whatever, I'd put them in a vault. And when if you extended all the energy you can put into it, I just.
When they go to unclaimed properties, there's a way to get them back if somebody wants to get it back.
Yeah, but these ones that never got anywhere, that's going to be, you can't
that's
turn
the
them over,
yeah.
Can you?
I think we have to.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a choice of anything.
Well, this will be part of the outstanding checks.
Okay, very good. You answered
as
all the questions.
As long as you have the post-dated or postmarked envelope that the check came in to prove that
we tried.
That we tried, that's all we have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
yeah, as long as you keep them in the envelope.
And hopefully we get a few more of these cash, but, you know, after this long, you kind of, I don't know, you don't get a lot that comes through now, so.
It was a bad rodeo.
Yeah, right? So, all right, any questions?
Thank you very much.
You sent out that other thing on Keep It Local.
The
property tax.
Do you know if they have enough?
Signatures?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at on the signatures. I just got that from the state yesterday and I forwarded it to you guys, so I don't know where it's at on signatures. But
I hope they don't get enough and then we ain't got to worry about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be the biggest.
Because I don't know what the deadline is for that. Like,
end of the month.
Okay. So
how are we doing on our accounts year to year, say this date last year compared to this date this year? Do we have more money in the bank or less money?
Boy, I'd have to look and see. I'm not sure.
Are we cash flowing?
I mean,
at our present mill levy, are we going behind? Are we going
I mean, I don't
ahead?
Know what outstanding bills are all out there.
Right.
You know, we only see the one side of it. Maybe Julie
I mean,
knows.
Like a business does a balance sheet certain days here.
Yep.
We're staying afloat.
Yeah, but are we gaining or losing or staying the same?
Well, and that's what your question is good to compare to last year in June 1st, this year, June 1st.
Right.
Yeah, I'd have to look up.
So I just wonder, you know, is our mill levy adequate or is our mill levy too high? Is it too low? So
yeah.
I can look and check and see.
It's nice to have reserves, but we don't.
I mean, we're making great interest every month, really, when you think about the interest. It's, you know,
compared
that's amazing.
Not so long ago.
Yeah.
If that gets enough signatures, it goes on the ballot this fall. We've been staying 1.5 to 2 mils below top. And my recommendation would be go right to the top because that's what we're going to be locked in for forever if it passes in November.
I don't even know.
But we won't even know that until November. So.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd just like to know if we're cash flowing.
Mm-hmm.
You can
I can look back and compare from last
year. I think we're in a much better place than we were 25 years ago.
Just because you're here.
No, it had nothing to do with me. I'm
because
not a money
that,
manager.
Because that, that COVID money really helped us do a lot of expenses that we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But years ago, it was like
and I don't know if we have to pay any of that back. Do we have to pay anything back on that?
I don't think so.
Use it all right.
I think they finally don't even want to talk about it or know what we did with it.
Okay, so I thought
we pretty
years.
Much used that all up.
Yeah.
Have we used it?
Yeah, there's reports we have to file.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, there is, but we've got one spot left, and that's for
demolition. So there you go.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, we're a business. I just like, you know, we're cash flowing. Or,
yeah, and that's why I didn't know if you, that, you know, you guys know where the money sits and what interest we get. Yeah. And
you can shoot us an email.
So, sure.
Well, interest is a lot better than it was a couple of years ago. So.
Oh, by the way, we have a lot gone in 2025.
I'm sorry about your dad.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the beautiful flowers. Very nice.
Here's a picture in Valley City.
Yeah.
The end of 25.
How's Mama doing?
She's doing okay.
I think so.
You know, she lived at home on her own kind of anyway while he was at the care center. So, I mean, she's kind of, you know, it wasn't a big adjustment. But
yeah. They mourn twice. That's what I told my grandma.
Yeah.
You mourn someone when you put them in there.
Yes.
And then you're losing.
But right.
But worried about the timing.
That could still go away.
He was good to the girls that he worked with.
He never said much.
Yeah, he was quiet. Well, he gave some of the money, but
it's
he wasn't very happy about his situation.
No,
but you know,
he was doing.
He did fine, and he was good with it.
It was still hard, but
yeah. All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you all. Auditor's office. Everybody get a chance to look at the minutes that I gave them?
Yeah, you betcha.
Move to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold same sign. Board appointments. Julie sent out something on that. Everybody get a chance to look at it?
Not going to lie, I don't think I did.
I don't think I did. I don't think I got it. You sure you sent it out, Julie?
I thought she sent it out.
There it is, board. And on Friday the 14th, she sent it out. Library board appointment.
Oh, okay. Last Friday?
Yeah. Just the library board, right?
And school annexation.
Finally, it's opening.
There was two for the library. We had Christy Anderson and Caitlin Lee.
How many do we need there?
What am I not seeing?
Hilda.
I don't have it on a 14.
It came to all county commissioners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Under Julie or?
No,
under Lori.
Oh, under Lori?
Oh.
I've got the board gaming site operation.
That's it.
Board right gaming.
Oh, it's just one of those. Okay.
So, I don't see school annexation, though. Maybe there was no application.
I don't think so.
Who was it, do you know?
Mark Formal and Dwayne Didier, they're both on the board now.
And they want to stay there?
And they are willing to be reappointed.
Oh, yeah, Dwayne Didier and Mark Formal, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you open the PDF, that's, I don't know what it says, that's got them two on it.
So. Yeah.
So the library board, there's only one opening. So we got two applications.
What's your recommendation, Madam Board?
Hildy was going to stay for one more year. Per the construction.
She still has to be reappointed, though, if her term is up.
Okay, well, we asked when we were here if she could be, and then Bill said the library could actually do that, and so we did. We voted her back in for another year to finish the construction season.
We appoint all board members at commission level, but the library board kept her in charge of the library board, I bet. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we just have to put our kiss of a blessing on it that she's going to be there another year.
Okay, so then we have three applications for two members. So, and one of them is Hildy, and I recommend we keep her through the construction.
So then we don't need another one?
Then we need one more.
Then we need one.
So then you have Christy Anderson, and who is the other one?
Caitlin Lee.
Yeah, she's married to... Ain't she married to Lee...
is that Russell's wife?
One of their wives,
I think. It'd be Russell.
Is he the one... Which one is at the St. Kate School?
Oh, that's Ryan. Is it Ryan's wife?
I don't know.
She's a nurse at City County Health.
Caitlin is?
This is Caitlin.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
And the other one...
She was a Euchre, so...
And the other one had taught English and was a librarian, so... I'd say that we would like to have Christy Anderson, since she's retired.
No, she's not. She runs the Christian school.
Who is Christy Anderson?
Christy Tate.
Gary Tate's daughter.
Oh. She owns me.
So do we got to make a nomination or what?
We have to pick one.
We have to pick one. It says under occupation that she's retired.
Maybe there's two Christy Andersons.
She said that...
Because this one's North Central Avenue. Christy and her husband don't live on North Central Avenue.
And she said she had 30 years of experience teaching English and being a K-12 librarian.
I don't know who that is. It doesn't matter.
Because the other one could actually reapply next year, because then Hildy will go off and we will be...
Is that... Yes. What's her address?
600 block of Central Avenue. No.
856 Central Avenue North.
800 block?
856.
Okay, cool. I'm on the 900 block, so she's just...
I was thinking out here at the Oaks Interchange.
Oh, Todd's
one? Yeah.
So she'd
But that wouldn't be right either, then.
She'd be the block south of the care center.
So for the library, I recommend Christy Anderson and Hildy.
So that's your motion?
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
All right. Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Vicky?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm not sure, because that Caitlin Lee went to Barnes County North School.
Yeah, that's Leslie's daughter.
Leslie Euchre's daughter.
So, and I hope she reapplies for next year.
So that's Ryan's wife then, though?
I don't know if it is, no. I'm not
that
sure.
That Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who's her husband?
Nick.
Well, that's one of theirs, too.
Yeah, Nick's at the school. Nick's at St. Kate's.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan's older one. He was in Tom's.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve
Hildy?
Mark Formo and Dwayne. Or are we going
to... Yeah.
Dwayne Didier? Yeah.
Dwayne Didier for District 4 and Mark Formo for District 3 for the school.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Cindy?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep. And then a question on that. We have a meeting coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something tomorrow.
No, it's Friday morning, isn't it? At 9?
There's two.
Oh.
Mike said he had to come Friday morning at 9.
There's a hearing and then a meeting on Friday.
Oh, okay.
For what?
The hearing is tomorrow morning.
Is Mike supposed to be at that?
I think so.
You better let him know. So he didn't say anything about tomorrow.
Are we coming here for that and Zooming it, or what?
You can.
What's or how is it?
Just
school annexation.
Okay, I don't.
Or is it over in Jamestown?
No. It's
no, you can zoom
no they he Mike said you were zooming in with Jamestown.
Yeah.
So we just can come here.
I mean, you can go over there if you want to, but you don't need to.
There's a chunk of property up by Courtney that's in Stutzman that wants to come into BCN.
Oh.
So. What time you said?
How's that work then? Their taxes coming to Barnes County then?
So, yeah.
Mike, I know you sent out an email, but with everything going on, my mind is so
the entire amount
of cluttered for the last month that I don't.
All they have to do is take a small piece and
make a join.
And the kids are already in.
Before I leave, I'll write down both.
Nice to get the tax money then. It'd be nice to get the tax money.
Yeah. I don't remember the name. I don't know them. Never.
Last thing, Julie, is that Oak Fire Department site authorization?
Move to approve. It's at the Hungry Pelican.
Second.
My question on this was, so Hope is actually the one that's doing pull tabs and electric pull
fire
tab.
Department, yeah.
Has been for doing it for years.
How come
no one in Valley County City does it?
Nobody wants to, apparently.
Okay.
It's a pain.
I know.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Pete?
Yes.
Yep.
Cindy?
Yes.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
How's it?
Alcohol permits work for around the lake.
We have to.
The Hungry Pelican's got one, right?
No, they should have two.
Do they have one for the dam and for the cross?
I believe so. Okay. You have to have one for each establishment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we've got those two, and
does Bay Shore have wine?
Bay Shore.
Wine and beer now, I think, don't they, or something? Oh.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
So we approved that one too? Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one. Too.
And we used to have like Four Corners down there.
Yeah, but we haven't seen that one for a while.
That ain't open.
And I don't believe there's any other bars in the county.
So not in a town.
So like the Hungry Pelican at the dam is on Cora land. That doesn't affect?
Cora, I think I asked that when this first started. The Cora, they didn't have any problem with it or we wouldn't have approved it.
But we do the liquor license, but it's on Cora land.
Well, his whole establishment's on
Cora. It's on Cora land.
Yeah.
Because Bob never owned that spot. Lee's never owned it.
So other times with them, I've asked, is the Cora okay with this? And
apparently they are because they don't protest it.
Right? No.
Somebody just asked me. I said, well, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to cross the Cora. I mean, they could be a problem.
Well, you'd never win.
Huh?
You'd never win.
No. They have lawyers.
But I mean, that is Cora land.
Yeah, it is.
And they have alcohol permits.
Well, you can take your cooler full of beer to the swimming beach, too. So.
But they're not selling it.
No.
Nobody's selling it.
So,
I just wondered. I have no problem with that.
When you bump into Scotty, ask him. Tiki.
Tiki?
Well, if the one at the dam, they don't sell off sale, do they? That's just...
Who?
At the dam.
I don't know.
I think it's just in...
Well, you can take your stuff off their property, but I don't know that they sell six pack. I mean, if you go get one of their big fluffy drinks, you can leave with it.
Yeah, you see people coming in the boat or pontoon.
But I don't know if I've ever seen anybody carry a six pack out.
I don't know.
Well, you can sit in Brothers 3 down here, and drink a beer if you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
In the parking lot?
In the building.
The thought crosses my mind.
Unless that has changed, but it always had been.
Is that legal?
I mean, if the city allows it, it'd be a city thing.
Can you sit in the parking lot?
No, I don't believe
it. Not in your car with an open beer.
No.
That is going
to
cost you.
You just try to get away with everything, don't you?
With it running? If it's hot, if it's hot, you need the air conditioner.
And you know, it used to be if the keys were in the ignition, cars don't have ignitions anymore.
Right.
Anything else, Julie? You guys did a hell of a job on the
election. Well done. Good job, auditor's office. I know you can hear us. And everybody else who helped, because I was up here one day and you had a table full. They were doing something with absentee, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the results out on the website?
No, not
because they're not
Canvas. It's linked to the state website.
And those are not official yet until they're done on Monday.
How's your process for a new hire?
I closed it on Fridays, and I've got some good applications. I've got four of them that I'd like to get in.
So you want
Jared's
to share them?
Helping, or Carol takes care of it?
What's that?
Jared's still helping. He did one payroll that he...
He's gone now.
Today's his first day at the University of Jamestown, but he's coming in just part-time when he can to finish up.
With what Cindy said, would you share the names?
Scan them and send them to us?
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we'd like to see who is up for the job, too, so we can put in our input just in case something comes up with them.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Julie.
John.
Saw you in the parade the other day. Good thing I'm downhill.
Did he talk to you?
No, he didn't throw me candy.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, because I walked up to Bill and called him Pete. So.
He goes, hey, Pete, I'm going.
Yeah.
The heat get into you?
Yeah. Pete or Pete?
I was talking to the other Pete right before that. So. Anyway, the social service meeting that I was going to was the week before. So that didn't get gone to.
You told me that.
And the water board meeting I had wrote down the wrong day too, so.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
You don't feel bad. I missed planning and zoning. I completely.
I covered it.
I didn't make it to planning and zoning, and we covered that.
Oh, I mean,
zoning?
No, I mean.
Well, economic. I just leaving Senex, and I got just sicker than a dog. I went home for about 3 hours. I don't know what the hell
made me. I went to it.
Yeah, it was.
Quit eating donuts at
no,
Senex.
No, that
I'm
wasn't
kidding.
The problem. I don't know what, but.
No, I was.
I called Mark and said, I'm not
eating donuts and drinking beer
said,
in the morning.
It was a long meeting, but not much happened. I'll fill you in.
We had the annual meeting for the museum.
How'd that go?
Almost didn't have a quorum for it. We had to drag people in.
I was going to go to it, and I don't know what I was doing. Might have been the spraying day. We had one day to spray last week.
It was Friday, yeah. So.
I think it was, yeah. I mean,
no.
You got to spray when you got to spray. I'm sorry to say.
It was Thursday.
Thursday.
Because I was spraying, and the only day last week was decent this week.
Because it wasn't raining, the wind was
wasn't windy.
Hard, you couldn't stand up.
Every day it's windy.
That's chugging along good. So.
If you want to do something fun when you go home, just go 3 extra miles and go look at my yard.
Who sprayed it?
Nobody.
Oh.
Every tree in my yard dropped. We have seedless cottonwoods. Oh my God. It looks like an atomic bomb went off in my yard today.
Huh. I did talk to Heather. They're planning on starting the little dam project at the end of July.
Really?
Yep.
Holy cow.
And then the talk was, since we're starting on that one, what's going to happen with Brown Dam? And my 2 cents to them was to blow it and be done with it.
Where's Brown Dam?
On property that nobody has access to anymore.
South of Cheyenne Valley Cemetery, about 2 miles. Brownie? He's driving greater for us.
South.
Whose property is it?
Brown's.
And no one has access because there's...
It used to be a county park. And they... I don't know. There was some disagreement between Brown's and the county, and they didn't allow access no more.
Yeah. They didn't keep... He said the county didn't keep up the road and garbage and everything, so they just don't allow access.
So then we're removing the dam?
No.
That one will get removed, yes, to get rid of the roller effect, blown out, whatever.
How do we get to it if they want? Do they have own the land on both sides of the river?
Not on the other side. No, Brownie probably got the other side, too.
I don't know.
We just sent dynamite on a boat.
But all dams are ours, right?
The dam is ours.
Okay, so we have to go and remove it.
Well, it's been on our radar since I was the first year I was on the water board, so yeah.
I wonder why that dam was put in.
It was a WPA, I believe.
Yeah, but the Boss Dam was put in as water for Valley City in the 30s, or earlier.
Wait,
what's
the Brown Dam?
But what was Brown
Dam?
Catherine.
Needed water.
I can't. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not know.
I've been in there once in my life, and we walked in from the top side because you couldn't get in from, you couldn't get in across.
We used to go on a fishing when we were kids.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
But, and... What else is? I don't think there was really anything else.
So, how was the weed or the water board secretary search for?
Didn't ask.
Okay.
Well, we're asking what's going on.
So, yeah, they're taking care of it for now?
No.
I think they're interviewing one person.
Did we find a person to do dual?
They're going to ask the water board to pay for the salary for the rest of this year. And then they're going to, we'll make it a floater type position if they only need it for so much there. And then wherever else we can fit the person in.
Evidently, they did go over budget, which is something that's never been done before. So that's actually got the ducks in a row for that coming in when we start budget. So the board, that is.
Yeah.
The water board is over budget?
No, they did their budget for the upcoming year.
Oh.
They went over it at the meeting.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
So, that's that.
Anything else?
No.
If we've got Tanya with you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
She just walked in.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can do Shane now.
Shane and Tanya. You guys want to come up? Thank you, Tanya, for making all this work.
Good morning. Good morning.
You can have a chair if you want.
She gets to sit all the time.
I love your glasses. It's cute.
Thank you.
Okay, so you called me and I asked Tanya to please be here. If we proceed with, okay, back up. We had voted to have a study of our heating and cooling system.
Yep.
Do we own that study if we've paid $25,000 for it?
Do you own it?
Yeah, we paid someone to do a study of our heating and cooling.
Yeah.
So it is ours.
Can we share those mechanical specs with another contractor?
Is there a contract that came with your study?
I don't know.
Should say that in there.
Well, and then on to the next question. If this board votes to go forward with doing the, how many million was it?
Just about three. Just under
round
three.
Up to $3 million study, or not study, project, do we have to bid for a request for proposal first?
All of it.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
I figured as much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
And then after we pick a firm to do it, no, then we would put out bids, correct?
You would submit that, just like the jail process, that RFP or whatever you call it. You lay out all your expectations, which likely come from this.
Yeah.
And then give them a deadline. You publish for 3 consecutive weeks or something like that. And then give them a deadline, then you do the bid opening.
Yep, as we would any
just like
other
you
thing.
Did. Yep.
But I didn't know where the cutoff was for requests for proposals, you know, and I'm assuming it's the same as the cutoffs for bidding a project.
Same thing, yep.
So are you questioning an engineering fee, or are you talking, because I know we have to request for bids no matter what on the project. Yeah.
Well, not bids, we actually have to, an RFP is to request for people to put in a proposal.
To do it.
To do it. Then you have to bid the project. Like when we did the jail,
there's a step before the bids come in.
There was an architect thing
so
that we had to do.
So this paperwork that's in your hand, we paid to have that done.
Yep.
As long as there's nothing in there that says that we can't let other people see it, we just have to get rid of the numbers in there so we have something to go by, but this is what our specification is to make it happen.
Yeah, so I mean, your RFP would, I've not read any of this stuff, so
that's okay.
It would probably say something like, I also don't know much about boilers, but it would say like, we're looking for a new boiler system for the courthouse. We wanted to have, and you would list all these
A through Z.
All these things, and then please submit us a proposal by fill in the blank date, and then you publish that for 3 consecutive weeks or whatever, and then somebody's, several people probably send you all of these things, and then you pick
the one we want.
Pick the best one. Yep.
And Jamie's been through this a lot because with the highway department, we are always having to request for proposals. You're not getting numbers with that. You're just, this is what we can do for you.
Yep.
Then you pick your engineering or heating and cooling firm.
Basically, like we did for the jail.
Sit down, you shake their hand, you learn a little bit about them, and then that's just kind of like the entry level step, and then the next part.
So they give you a free pen. The contractor, the job, and they bid out from there, and then we pay them a fee.
Like the head.
Yeah.
And then, if they have subs, they have subs. But yeah, likely they don't do it all themselves.
Yeah.
So we're picking a contractor really not based on numbers, or not a contractor, a project manager.
A project management firm.
Kind of.
Were you in at the beginning of the jail stuff or no?
Not at the very beginning.
Not at the very
okay.
end.
Okay. Well, you dodged
all things. I got to be Conrad.
Okay.
But this is a massive project, so we really want to make sure we dot our I's and cross our T's, and that's why I asked for this today.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to question, you know, some projects have construction management firms, some the actual engineering firm manages the whole project.
Yeah.
So,
and they can put that in their proposal.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we talked before you guys came a little bit. We think we had 5 RFPs for the jail, and we narrowed it down to 3.
3, I think it was, if I remember right, and then we picked 1 out of those 3. I think
it was. Then you interviewed to narrow it.
Yeah. If I remember right.
And showed us what they could do for us, and then we chose who we chose, and then they had to put out for bids.
It's kind of like a parent company kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So when we hire a general or whatever you call them, we don't even know if they're the cheapest one at that time.
No.
There's, because there's no money involved yet?
Mm-mm. No, they don't.
See, I wasn't involved in any of the jail stuff.
But what to me, the problem is with this is most heating and cooling companies do their own thing. So do we have to have an engineer or an architect or whatever for this project? We just need a heating and cooling company.
That's,
you're probably going to need, you're going to need an engineering firm to handle all the logistics of it.
And then that's going to put on another $500,000.
Yes.
Well, that's where this Martin Mechanical
has already done that.
Already done all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only other engineering firm mechanically is Prairie out of Bismarck, and they're the ones that handle the jail.
But if we've, this is considered engineering right there, then we don't have to do that stuff again, do we?
No, and that's why we paid them 20, well, I got the bill here. Remember when they first came here, they yeah. said not over 25, so I got a bill here for 19.5
okay.
For doing the boiler study.
Yeah.
And then if we go with that engineering firm, this 20 grand goes just right to their engineering yeah. services.
So the thought in my head that keeps spinning around, do we, I don't know.
See, that was my question too.
I don't know how to get around that RFP thing because I think we have to. We do with roads.
And I think that that's fine. They're just going to put one in.
Mm-hmm. And they already basically have.
They put in their work already. Yeah.
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 And I questioned is, you know, we talked, so they came up with their study on their design on what they want to do. Can we take that, what they gave us, and submit that for everyone saying this is what we want?
This is our expectation.
Right.
Can you do it or can't?
But some
is that protected by Martin Mechanical?
This likely came from you. When you sat down and did all of this stuff with them, in order for them to put this together, they had to get this information and your expectations from somebody.
Yeah, but that is their design on what best fits this facility. That's,
I think with an RFP, these other firms are going to come with their design on what best fits this facility, so we could...
So they would do the same thing that they already did.
Right.
Yeah, and their other people might have a different idea, and it might be a better idea.
And if knows? They want the job, they're going to figure that into what could possibly be their job.
It wouldn't right. cost us another...
$19,000.
Can't come in and say, I'm going to do my own boiler study, and...
That's no, on you,
they're
baby.
Not okay. That's no. on them. Yep, that's their kind of commitment to showing interest, basically.
So, but if Prairie Mechanical came in and said, what are you thinking? I can give them that.
Not with numbers.
I would read the contract, whatever contract you signed with them. I bet you it says something about that.
I was wondering if it's priority, if that's theirs.
Yeah.
But and we, I guess we, that's fine, because if nobody else bids it, we have this.
Right.
No other RFP, we have one. If someone's really interested in doing this, could be $3 million job, they're going to do that $19,000 worth of work on their own dime.
Yeah. So then why did we pay $19,000?
Because
for this?
we had to
get the ball rolling.
Yeah, starts.
We didn't know how to get this whole thing started. And if you don't, I guess, yeah, and maybe the cart before the horse, but at least we know. I wouldn't want to make a motion that we do this project until we knew an estimate about what it's going to cost.
Right.
And I know we went with Martin right away because in June 21 of 2016, that's who Stan ended up with.
Yeah.
Because at that time, he reached out and nobody would get back to him.
No.
And that's why it was the same original.
Yeah, and this guy's not even with Martin Mechanical anymore,
So what's the next step?
Next step, I would imagine, is to advertise it and tell them what we want.
Work on that RFP like document. Julie probably has. We can work off the one you did for the jail too.
Yeah.
You might have that. And I would Jamie does a lot of these. Mm-hmm. So
maybe me, Jamie, and Julie can get together and.
What are we going to advertise for? What do we? Yeah. And then they will call with 100,000 questions.
So are we requesting for proposals for our engineering firms / general
completion
management, construction management firms?
To me, we're doing an RFP to replace the heating and cooling system at the Barnes County Courthouse.
Yep.
That's all you say. You don't say whether
there'll be more, but...
That's just
Ask Jamie.
Okay,
we've been doing these for the highway department for years now, by law.
We won't say it's a project manager. We won't say it's an architect. We won't say it's an engineering. We'll just say RFP for this.
Okay.
For this project.
Yeah, because that's new to me, so I'll have to get together with Jamie.
But then before you put that out, you're going to want a standard thing that you can distribute to somebody so that you don't tell them all things verbally, and then they're like, well, you didn't tell me that you wanted that, and then, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to keep track of all those things. You just have a standard piece of paper and says, here's my expectations, and this is what I'd like to see.
And I know she...
And if you want a tour of our courthouse to come and look at things, I'm sure they're going to need that, then set up a time with you, and...
You could actually set up one time you're going to do this, so they all come at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're not taking...
Save your time.
42 people around.
So once it's open, then it's... Oh, you got to keep it open for 3 weeks.
Is that what we advertise when we do bids for cars and stuff?
3 weeks, isn't it?
I think once a week for three consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I have a notes thing.
Do we do that on cars?
Yeah, you did.
We have to have, there's certain specifications. I don't know about, when we're selling stuff and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So this big document that you have there, you might want to pare it down to a listing of what you want them to look at when they come.
We know we want heating, we know we want cooling. How can you do it?
Right. But I wouldn't give them that piece of paper, no.
Did you give us a copy of that and I can't find it?
Yep, I emailed this to you.
Okay. Yeah.
I will find it then.
Right, probably. Two meetings ago?
Back in May, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was on vacation for the last couple of months.
That's when you were in, actually, that's where you were in.
I was actually on vacation.
Yep, so that's when it would have.
Yeah. She was actually on vacation at
that. Yeah, and it says in my, Aaron Burst did a bidding thing, it says you have to have an architect or an engineer if your project's over $200,000, so you're required to have. Is that an engineering firm, or are they just a...
They're a design / engineering firm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Architectural.
What was the name of it again? Martin?
Martin Mechanical.
Martin Mechanical.
So could I white out the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then submit that?
I would generate your own document. Don't use theirs.
Okay, yeah.
Did that, I suppose that came in a PDF format. Ask Jason how to get around that. We might have the ability to alter PDF in the county. So he could...
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Then you don't have to retype it all, but you can make your own document. And he can get rid of the numbers, maybe. If you've got it... Did they email that to you?
Yep.
Yeah.
You advertise it for three consecutive weeks. Your first ad has to be published 21 days before opening in the official newspaper and in a daily newspaper in the region. So that's probably the Fargo Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and in a trade publication in general circulation. Your plans must be done before publication, it says. And then the only way to avoid that is if you have an emergency, which I don't think you have that here, so...
Wonder what the trade magazine is.
Somebody that's related to heating, cooling, somebody of that. They must
Nature.
Train, yeah, magazines.
Or
maybe it's not magazines.
You're going to have so many skills when you grow up. Aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to have been.
Yeah, that's my goal.
You need her?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Got a hearing real quick.
Okay. Well, we're finished with her.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming early and helping us get through this.
If you want me to send you a bigger one, I can send you a bigger one. Here's all the notes on it.
Okay.
Thank you. I think Jamie will be good.
Yeah.
And I know Tanya will answer.
So who is that girl?
That is LaDonna. That's Becky Kaiser's sister.
Okay.
She works at the state's attorney's office. She has for several years now.
Oh, that's right. Yep, she didn't bring her in to visit.
Anderson,
right? It was. She was married to Mark Kaiser.
Okay.
Weren't you? They asked who you were. I said, you were married to Mark Kaiser. I advertised that for you.
No, I wasn't. I was just part of your guys' family.
Oh, that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
Good, I'm glad.
Get her done.
Okay.
And wait a minute, though, while he's here, I make a motion we proceed.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Now you can go.
But what's this do to our timeline? I mean, are we even going to get anything done by winter?
I doubt it.
Well, the one was going to be able to if need be, but if you get it going now, we can still get it done.
And it's funny because those guys know working with government, there's so damn many hoops. And I'm sure they were honest about that, but unfortunately, we got to jump through all these hoops or we'll be held.
And I don't even know what's the hoops as much as trying to get the equipment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
still.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, we can have
hired
someone sooner than later and at least maybe get through the winter and have them be ready in the spring or something.
All right, well, I will get a hold of Jamie and see if I can fit into her schedule. And then
it's raining, they're not doing nothing today.
Have you called her yet? Come on!
On my way back to the jail, I'll be giving her a call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
All right, thanks
for your
patience.
Thank
you.
We give you the runaround, too.
Well, we're good. All right.
Cindy.
Yeah. I think I must have City Health, County Health coming up, but...
Can I ask a question on him first? I can't find it from 3 weeks ago, so did you send it to all of us or just to your portfolio?
No, I got it too. So.
Okay.
So it's there somewhere.
All right, I'll ask them.
Do you want to get an exact date quick?
Yeah, if you can, that would be great.
It, I suppose, is, City County Health, this was a month ago, they are going to ask for all their mills, and it'll be something to consider because now they're paying a lawyer and a law firm and an accounting firm. So because we struggle with, they don't have any legal advice and...
They're not even sued, they're just, they have a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say they're getting four, but I know that's what's come up here today and they're going to ask for four. They've hired some new people, good people, I think. Did you guys ever get the cleaning figured out over there?
Yep, it's going good. Everyone's happy.
You're doing it?
Yep.
How long is it taking? A week?
About 6 hours.
Yeah, and they wanted 20.
Yeah.
Well, good thank
job.
You.
With the equipment, that it's
pizza cake.
It's going smooth.
Good.
And everyone's happy.
Thank you.
Well, that money will help our budget, too.
What? What money?
No, they're not paying anybody for that.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. And hopefully, knock on wood, we can keep up. I don't know how much stuff you get from them. They do okay in rent, you know. Tobacco pays about $150. WIC is about $270. I don't know what the hell PFS is, but $150. The opioid group pays, and this is all out of grant money, round up to $900. South Central Human Services, right now their contract is $2388. Now, when we get into the next legislative session, we'll raise their rent. And
$2388 a month, a year?
A month.
$2300.
April.
They have the greatest percentage of the top four, and they're getting more. They can pay for construction,
Shane.
Rearrange it.
We'll see ya.
Hey, bye.
We can't. The rent is a contract thing, so the rent will go up, but then we're locked in for 2 years, which that's understandable. Miller Elevator just writes them a check once a year for about $5,500, and they just have a little tiny spot. But you know, their expenses on their building seem high because they keep fixing crap, but. There soon won't be nothing left to fix, and it all balances out pretty
good. It was a building that needed a lot.
Such a good deal in the first place.
Yeah,
I got into it with somebody on the
deal.
But Katie's doing well, and I think they're sitting. And of course, this is after taxes. They're sitting on about $350,000. You know, but they
what would they need the whole works for?
Who,
as far as a mill? Because they got their building paid off.
Yep, and
they got their parking lot done.
It
can't be that much expense.
Well, and we'll see. Well,
most
you know,
part.
No, especially.
I mean,
we're
now
cleaning.
We're not paying a janitor. Besides,
but they do. You know, like I said, they still have a lawyer, and
And the lawyer, I'm guessing, takes all of, if not more than that, $2,300 we're getting from South Central.
Yeah,
They're not. They don't have a lawyer full time.
No, It's like. We've been working on one septic system for 4 years and not been able to get to, you know.
You want me to go to that meeting again?
No, we just it went to the state's attorney. She just didn't have the time, and that's okay to go after him because it's a long, dragged-out process.
Nothing should take 4 years.
I know. No one disagrees with you, but when you don't have any teeth in what you're doing sometimes...
Don't you love those laws that they hand down from Bismarck and don't give you any way to enforce them?
Yeah, no. And I don't know if Marcy is still...
Yeah, I think
Marcy's
so.
Marcy's still there, but, you know, a lot of these guys, it's just old school train of thought. You know, we all just put in our own sewers. And sometimes all the rules are not always good either, so... Airport's just trolling, so that's what I got.
I went to Lion Breakfast on last Saturday. That was a good deal.
I was going to, never made it.
Was it well attended?
I thought so, yeah.
They usually, last year they ran out of everything.
Yeah,
pancake and sausage.
Pancake, sausage.
Who was serving? It was the dancers again?
The girl dancing team, scrambled eggs.
I vowed to not leave my farm, and I didn't for 2 days, so.
You didn't go to the parade?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good parade. It was all along.
I could have called you, Becky.
You said, whatever, I'll answer.
No, I walked up to Bill and I said, hey, Pete, at the parade, I'm going...
Mike and I should have taken a convertible down the road. Campaign. We should have.
That would have been fun, you two old goats in a convertible.
Falling off.
Trolling for girls.
Yeah. Old goats. How rude.
That's what I call him all the time.
He's 65, too?
Can you make sure this gets in the notes?
He is 60. I'm 60. He's 66.
Yeah.
Vicki.
I have not had a meeting yet this month, and they all are this week. So
good for you.
I guess I'm still selling tickets. That's all I can say.
I bought one.
You bought one.
I have.
Seems on why I should pay for it.
But, yeah. So.
I haven't had a whole lot going on.
You don't make it to a meeting.
Yeah, I completely spaced that one off.
Oh.
But.
Well, I have to do it when I have a chance because he's always ahead of me.
The city is thinking about contracting with dispatch on dispatching some of their stuff out, so they're putting an MOU together on that as we speak.
Would
they pay us?
Yep. Good.
Ma'am.
I did think of something, but you go ahead and finish.
I threw that offer out to her yesterday, so did do that. I did go up and talk to Rural Development as far as going ahead with both of these projects, and she didn't think it would be a problem. She was going to get back to me, and that's what I'm still waiting on. If we could piggyback them both together, that would be a definite plus. What else?
Can we piggyback all three?
You mean the jail, too?
What's the third?
Getting rid of it.
Yeah. Did you say we held $100,000 for that?
Yeah. Well, it should be still there, as far as I know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said don't touch it for anything else.
But we can't touch it until we fix the boilers.
No.
Is that a historical site?
No.
No. No. Yes, it is. It is, too. It's on the historic register.
It is?
It is not.
It is, too.
Well, then how in the hell are you doing anything with it?
Because it's... It's
decaying.
Yeah, it's not safe.
It's a public hazard.
We're going to have to do some paperwork, but
yeah.
Unless someone wants to come in and restore it and use it for a museum, but we're not paying for it. There's nothing to burn. It's all brick and metal.
Have the winter show anything?
I haven't. I didn't. We haven't had a meeting now this
month.
They
doing any horse shows or anything this summer?
Yeah, they've had a horse show or two. They've had the high school rodeo up there.
There's a junior high one.
Has that been already? It's usually in June, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a week or two ago. I think they're going to have a mud run up there this fall, and that's piggybacked off of Brady Larson, I think.
Oh, that was kind of dibbled everything.
Yeah.
Pete, you touched on something, and when you brought up winter, show me the thing. So in that empty lot, straight north of like the outdoor rodeo set up there, that's where they were going to put housing. But that's not going to probably happen unless someone independently does that.
It's open for independent. It's open to sale for somebody independent to come in and do it.
What are they going to do for parking if that is?
It's been sold.
It has.
Yeah, that's not the Winter Show's property anymore.
But it's Development Corporation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. That was a long time ago.
I mean, well, they'd save enough of it for parking.
Yeah. Huh?
They'd save enough of it for parking.
It's north of the road, right? The Winter Show.
Yeah, it's on the north side.
But usually, like, big horse events, there's trailers.
Oh, you mean what's the Winter Show going to do for parking? Yeah. Well, they're out of luck because they sold it.
There ain't much they can do.
We sold it back years ago to finance a new addition.
Yeah, I know. I remember I was on economic development then.
And they've been kind enough to let us park in there, but they won't do it from now on.
Well, not if there's houses there.
You can't park.
Houses or apartment?
Housing.
I'd say it's more like a townhome development, maybe. You know?
They were talking about putting complex or high rises up.
Yeah, but I think it's more into a, I don't think it's just an apartment building, I think it's more. But it's not going anywhere right now because nobody is interested in financing it with the interest rates and the need for it. You know, Valley City needs more workers, but they need more jobs to bring more workers. So it's like the chicken and egg, which comes first.
But they also need affordable housing.
Right.
When I see what some of these little places are going for, a one-bedroom house for almost $90,000, that's... Yeah.
Or apartments up on the hill, $12.50 a month, you know, stuff like that. No, that's a big need of affordable housing.
But you can't have cheap housing because it costs so much to build.
Right.
You got to be able to pay for it. But I just want, because my mom, who lived right across from that parking lot, knew about that this might happen, and she said, "That's gonna be terrible. They put an apartment building there. I'll look out the window. I'll never see the sun."
No,
and she's not wrong. If they put a four-story,
no,
over there.
But that's the way of the world.
Well, mean, right.
You take. Up north or up over here, same thing.
No, I think it.
And you're right about the houses because the museum inherited Will Bushing's house, and they said that's worth $200,000.
Why?
How?
Yeah.
Because you can't build.
Yeah.
All these stupid. All these stupid houses are just ridiculous.
I wasn't looked at.
I wonder how many houses were taken on Long River for flood control. 100, 200.
That's what we need to talk about.
How many bedroom houses?
Were you done?
Two?
No, you guys just peed on the parade.
I did.
Were you done?
Now I'm done.
Okay, that FEMA property at the end of Central and then going east.
What was the skate
park? That's FEMA property.
Okay.
There's signs on it that you have to have, it's Valley City State University's
parking lot.
Parking. You have to have a parking pass, which is illegal, because if it's FEMA property, anybody can be on it. Now there's storage containers on it. That is, if FEMA came just...
I haven't been that way for a while.
If FEMA just drove through... We'd be in so...
Who's storage containers?
I'm assuming universities. I don't know. They're those, like, aren't they, like, semi-box?
Mm-hmm.
They can't be there.
No.
So
that well, they can't legally put a sign up either.
No, it has to be dealt with. And...
I can talk to Al. I'll call Al.
You can help. I tried to bitch about it before, and nothing ever came of it because it's the college.
I'll call Al.
But would be we?
Yeah,
we would be in.
We own FEMA property.
Oh, so we got to get them.
Well, that's the city's.
How about Larry Robinson?
He's done.
He's done.
He's done.
He's done.
But I've really backed off the permit parking, which is illegal because it's FEMA property. Unless though, you know, that one's been a long time ago, and maybe they got some special stipulation. But the two containers. No, can't be on FEMA property.
So that FEMA property, is it the city's or is it ours?
It's FEMA.
We did the buyouts.
So it's ours.
Well, but it's within the city. It's like we did the buyouts in Eccleston. It was within the city at the time, but it was still our responsibility to mow it and blah, blah, blah. And it still is, even though it's Eccleston Township now.
Mm-hmm.
check into it, see what's fine.
Yeah, I got nervous as heck when I saw those storage containers because I knew they can't.
Who are you going to talk to?
I'll call him.
Lafayette.
Presidente.
Go to the top. Be done with it.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to
jump
talk
in
over
on?
The top, man?
Yeah. Let's see.
Anybody got anything else? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pull the same sign. Thank you all.